have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. Brand new biblical question. Brand new. I have one. What the? And the way I came up with this was somebody ask me this question. And I'm like, wow, that's a good biblical question. Did you find God? Or did he find you? Did you find God? Or did he find you? Isn't that an amazing question? Did you find God? Or did he find you? I was talking to Roselle the other day. Roselle Barr, she asked me that. She's like, did you find God or did God find you? I was like, wow. And so I didn't even answer the question for her. I said, we'll talk about it later. Did you find God or did he find you? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're busy doing whatever it is you're doing, you're out protesting for a dumb cause, feeling good, getting thrills from your protest, whether it's right or wrong, or you're celebrating the fact that the man that has been accused and captured of killing the insurance man, and you're celebrating that, you're happy, or you're sad, you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad. No matter what you're doing, by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. Amazing. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right? It's amazing. It is amazing. I like the biblical question. And it's for those who are willing, who want to work on themselves. It's not for those who love their pain, love their misery, love their hell, love their vengeful nature, love their meanness. It's not for you. It's only for the men and women, boys and girls, who want to overcome, really. And the best way and the right way to overcome is to know thyself. know thyself. Know thyself. You're going to be stunned in a happy way as you really get to pay attention to yourself, because you don't know that you don't know yourself. You do not know that you don't know yourself until you start to find out that you don't know yourself. And it's going to free your mind, and the rest will follow. It will be amazing. So we live in a cruel world. There's no such thing as racism. There is no such thing, and you, no such thing as sexism. No such thing as homophobiaism. No such thing as deadbeat dadism. No such thing as white supremacism. So white people, y'all can stop being afraid of that word, white supremacy, because it doesn't exist. It's a made-up word. No such thing as anti-Semitism. All made up. No such thing as deadbeat dadism. All made up. So lay down your fears. They're just words. Made up words with the intent to deceive you and control you. Don't be controlled by fear anymore. Fear is not from God, it's not from you, and it's not your friend. Fear not. God is with you. Fear not. Fear not. God is with you. So it's a cruel world out there. It really is. It is hell on earth. You want to know about hell? You're in it. Welcome to hell. And it started inside of you. The hell that you're in is in you. And it's outside of you, inside of other people. And human beings bring hell upon one another, except for those who are overcoming their hell. But you're already in hell, so don't drop your body in hell. What's up? You're stuck. Why not drop your body in heaven, right here on earth? And your internal life will be forever. But you drop your body in hell, you're stuck. No way out. You have a chance to get out of hell right now. But if you drop your body while you're in hell, I don't think you're going to have a chance to get out. So it's up to you. And human beings are evil. Worse than what you can imagine. No good in a human being. You can bank on that. You can bank on that and be rich the rest of your life. No good in human being. You're not going to find any. And you lie and say, "Well, I'm looking for good." Look for the good in one another. It's like looking for a needle in a haystack. You're not going to find it. So some of you have heard about this. Jay-Z, accused of rape. Apparently, Jay-Z had 99 problems, but now he has 100. I think that's in reference to a song, so my producer told me. I never heard it, that I'm aware of. But apparently they're going after him now. According to Fox, Jay-Z was accused of raping a minor along with Sean Diddy Combs at an MTV VMAs after party in 2000. I don't like reporting these stories, never have, because I know that men are hated because they represent God. They are the light of the world. Even though the light gone out, and most men, they're still sons of God. And I know that the world wants to destroy men. So I'm not big on reporting these stories, because I don't want to support the world in going after men. And they always pretend that the woman is an angel. But they don't tell you that she's an angel sent by Satan. They pretend she's an angel, she's helpless. Women are not helpless. When they cry, when they're crying, they're lying. Pay attention to that. Watch women when they're crying that they're lying. So I don't really like reporting on these stories, but my producer's like, hey. Everybody knows AZ. He's popular. He's in the music industry. This is from Fox. Here's a little bit of information about the allegations.
Breaking news that we want to bring to you. It was being reported by TMZ and now Fox News. We are learning that Jay-Z is accused of raping a 13-year-old girl. That is new in the Diddy lawsuit. And the new allegations are just coming out this evening. Jay-Z is being accused of raping a minor along with Diddy at a MTV VMAs after party back in 2000, according to documents obtained by Fox News Digital tonight. The lawsuit, which was initially filed back in October, was refiled tonight in New York by an anonymous accuser claiming Jay-Z, whose full name is Sean Carter, raped her while Combs and a celebrity B watch. So that celebrity, other celebrity, was not named. Initially, the lawsuit stated Combs raped the minor while celebrity A and celebrity B watched. Carter was named as celebrity A in the refiled lawsuit. Representatives for Jay-Z did not immediately respond to Fox News digital request for comment. Combs and Carter allegedly, quote, took turns assaulting the minor, according to the lawsuit. Many others were present at the after party, but did nothing to stop the assault, it alleges.
Amazing. And they didn't name the woman that they said was watching it. She was there, too. Why didn't they name her along with Jay-Z? Why didn't they cover her face? Why are they always protecting the guilty one and pretending that the innocent one is the bad guy? Meaning that they just, if they're going to show one, show both. They said there was a woman there watching it. Who was that? Here's a little bit more about the 13-year-old girl from Fox.
The 13-year-old girl was dropped off at Radio City Music Hall by a friend as she wanted to attend the MTV Video Music Awards back in 2000, according to the lawsuit. In an attempt to gain entry to the venue, she began approaching limousine drivers waiting outside the celebrity-filled event. One of the limousine drivers she spoke to claimed to work for Diddy, the lawsuit read. He told her that Combs liked younger girls and said that, quote, she fit what Diddy was looking for, not allowing her into the awards, but inviting her to an after party. The 13-year-old, quote, recognized many celebrities upon arrival at the party and was required to sign a non-disclosure agreement. However, she was not given a copy. Combs, who would have been 30 years old at the time, then allegedly attempted to force the girl to perform oral sex on him. He stopped after she hit him in the neck, according to the lawsuit here. So
amazing. So, Mike, I don't know what happened at these party, that party, what's true or not true, and frankly, don't care. But why, what parent let a 13-year-old girl go to an event like that by herself? What parent allowed that to happen? Why was a 13-year-old girl at a party by herself, according to the story? And she would now be 37, they say. I'm just not in support of destroying men. You know what I mean? There's enough attack upon men now, and they're pushing women to the forefront. And that's not good. It's not good for the world. It's not good for the family. It's not good for children. It's not good. Have you ever met a female CEO? Oh, my God. It doesn't even fit right, right? A CEO female is the worst. Why not work on bringing back the order of God and Christ, Christ and man, man over woman, woman over children? Why are you trying to destroy the man? Again, whatever Jay-Z and Diddy have going on, that's their issue. But the attack upon men is not good, folks. No one should be in support of that. But I understand men are hated because they represent even the weak men, the beta men. They've just been turned away from the Father, but they are just lost sons of God. They're out in the woods, they're lost in the wilderness, and they don't know it. And some are trying to find their way back to the Father. But we'll see. I wish whatever happened, happened. Wish Danny and all these people well. But that's the story right now. Amazing. Oh, and by the way, you still have time to order your signed books for Christmas. Somebody was saying, you know, remind the people. You still have time. I think Christmas is like 2 weeks off or so. And if you order them as soon as possible, we can get them signed and back out to you for your gifts or whatever. So go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663 to order your books. And we'll get it back out. Get your merch and stuff in if you want it in time for Christmas. And Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Remember I told you 1,000 times or more that you should never, ever, ever, but never, ever, ever, ever tell a woman your problems? Women shouldn't even tell women their problems. Men especially, right? You will live to regret it. And that means, when I say women, I mean your mama, your grandmama, your sisters, your female cousins, your girlfriend, your wives, female psychiatrists, psychologists, or whatever they call themselves. A man should never, ever, ever tell a woman his problem. It's not in her to handle your problems. She doesn't have the answers to your problems. Men look to Christ as the woman look to man. Unless the woman doesn't have a man, she can go right to Christ too. Really, she can go to God, right to the Father. Well, apparently, Pete Hegseth, I don't know how you pronounce it. I'll find out. Let me go find out. I'll be right back. Nobody's telling me in my ear, so I'll be back. Pete Hegseth, at one time a Fox News host there on Fox News, and now he's been picked for Donald Trump's defense secretary. And come to find out, his mama been all in his business, according to the report. And lo and behold, his mama may be his downfall. Now we keep mama out of your business and out of your family? When will you grow up and move away and get away from mama? You're supposed to not hate mama, but not have mama living with you, all in your business, in your family business, and things like that. Or single business if you're not married. According to Politico, the mother of Pete Hegseth, Donald Trump's pick for defense secretary, took to Fox News Wednesday morning to defend her son in her first public comment since it was reported that she once harshly confronted him in an email about his treatment of women. Your mama is your enemy. That's why when you grow up, you move away from mama. And don't look for another mama to take mama's place. You grow up and stop being a boy, a mama's boy. In the good old days, when boys were boys and men were men, the men and the women taught you that. They made sure that you were not a mama's boy. You were not afraid of bullies. You didn't come home crying to mama because somebody yelled at you. You didn't come home telling your mama about your business with your girlfriend or your wife. You didn't allow mama to go live with you. And when you got married, you moved far away from mama. And in those days, mama didn't want to move with you. Mama wanted to stay at her own house and do her own thing and leave you to your own problem. That's over now. So apparently this woman according to the story, I don't know, hurt her own son. Isn't that amazing? Here's part of what she wrote in an email. This is from Fox and Friends.
You never in a million years thought you would be doing this.
No.
Because you didn't realize that this email you wrote in 2018, somebody leaked it to the New York Times.
Correct.
And they printed it.
Correct.
I'm going to read part of it. You say, this is to Pete. During the 2018 divorce, you say, I have no respect for any man that belittles, lies, cheats, and sleeps around. And you go on and say, you are that man and have been for years. And as your mother, it pains me and embarrasses me to say that, but it is a sad, sad truth. You say, we still love you, but we are broken by your behavior and your lack of character.
At that very point, he should have given his mama the finger and forgotten about her. Just don't be angry at her, but be done with her. Isn't that amazing? His own mama. Your mama is your enemy. Your mama is not your friend. The same spirit that's in your mama is in every woman that you meet. That's why you're not supposed to look for any woman. You're only supposed to look for what is right. And women should be looking for what is right and not even look for a man either. You're going to always find the devil when you look for it because you put that before God. Seek first the kingdom of God in his right way, and the right will be added unto you. Isn't that amazing? Here's why she wrote the email from Foss and Friends.
So why did you write that email in 2018?
Right. Well, let's
what
go
was
back,
going on?
Right. Let's go back 7 years, which if we all went back 7 years, we would see that maybe we were not the people we are today. But they were going through, Pete and his wife at the time were going through a very difficult divorce.
And it was her business.
It was a very emotional time, and I'm sure many of you across the country understand how difficult divorce is on a family. There's emotions. We say things, and I wrote that in haste. I wrote that with deep emotions. I wrote that as a parent.
Look how
and
wicked she is.
About 2 hours later, my husband tells me I should think through things a little bit more. But Pete and I are both very passionate people. I wrote that out of love. And
no, you
about
no
two
love.
Hours later, I retracted it with an apology email, but nobody's seen that. So it was a difficult time.
Isn't that amazing? Satan is all involved in his marriage. And her husband told her whatever. She didn't listen to her husband, so. Why would you marry a woman that will not obey you? And all she's doing is justify her evil. She doesn't have any love. she didn't have love then and she doesn't have it now. What a mess. Don't be letting your mother move into your home with your family. Not even with you when you moved away. Who want to be stuck with mama as an adult? Think about that. That's not love. And here is the mother on her son's allegations. Watch this.
There are, and you wanted to come on to talk a little bit, and you mentioned a moment ago the media scrutiny. You know, there are allegations of sexual assault, excessive alcohol use, infidelity, financial mismanagement. As a parent, that's really hard to, it's hard to hear.
Right. Well, our job as parents are to correct. They are to speak truth.
Oh,
and I am a passionate person like Pete, and sometimes emotional words come out. I don't believe any of that is true, any of it. And I'm here. I wouldn't be sitting on this in this chair today if I didn't believe that about my son.
Right. How's the family holding up?
Oh, we're okay. We have a deep, deep faith. Not
faith
only in each
Satan.
Other, but in God. And our friends have been amazing. The support we've been receiving has been amazing. So we're trusting in our God and in our faith and in our family.
Right. Mm-hmm. How would you like for that to be your mama? What's wrong with you? You get stuck with your mama. And why don't you know something's wrong with that? You only owe your parents. God said to honor your parents. All he's saying is don't resent them. They can help themselves. Forgive them. But you don't be stuck with them. You don't owe them anything. And if you do help at some point, you do it because you want to, not because you feel guilty or obligated to. Then you're helping the right way. This woman not even obeying her own husband. She says she didn't listen to her. Her husband tried to tell her. And now her son has an opportunity to work for one of the most perfect men on earth, Donald Trump, and the mama mess coming up. The mess from the mama, not even from the wife, from the mama. Think about that. Pete and I are so emotional and so passionate. So she's saying that she recreated Pete in her image. Is she admitting that? You're not supposed to be passionate and emotional. That's evil. You're not saying you're a good person because you're passionate or emotional. You're saying you're evil, and you are. You really are. What a mess. But you can overcome it. You really can. That's the beauty of life. You're not stuck unless you want to be stuck. You're not a slave to your morality unless you want to be a slave to it, because you're definitely not free. You can be free. Just drop your anger. Drop the anger and drop the thoughts, and you'll be free. I'm going to take a quick break. When I come back, your phone calls and super chats and all that stuff. 888-7753-773. Get away from your mama, men and women. Back in a moment.
That I've been listening to you for a few years now, and you know, when you talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that and let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Sure.
I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up. Don't resent and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything. Anything. Anchor baby jamming today. It's in the air. It's everywhere. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. And James Hake is on fire. The guy with the good hair. And at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV. He black. At 11 a.m. Pacific time. Right after the HakeReport.com. And we have a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv this Friday. If the law is willing and the creek don't rise. I had a very interesting conversation with Dakari Lariat, I believe. Dakari Lariat. And he is a former Whirlpool executive and self-proclaimed police brutality survivor. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
You were allegedly a victim of a so-called police brutality, right?
It was 2 hours of terror. There was obvious homophobia. When the troopers came to my car, made note that he smelled something fruity.
But
that is a form of slavery. I was shackled.
You asked for $10 million.
For me, it's not about the money, Jesse.
What is wrong with the blacks?
That is a whole series. That's not even one episode.
The FallenState.tv this Friday at 12 noon. You don't want to miss it. It was interesting, to say the least. Amazing. And you can support the Fallen State right there, thefallenstate.tv/donate. Or locals.com in the description there. And then at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby on fire, flying high on energy given to him by God. It's not even a loan. It's a gift forever. God told him he can keep it. And he used the energy to the fullest all over the place. Flying high, not off pot, not off fentanyl, but natural energy. Take to the sky on a natural high. Isn't that amazing? So listen, let me go to the phones. Manhood Hour is coming up in the third hour today. Every Wednesday, third hour, Manhood Hour. Let me go to, is it Abby? Abdi, a first-time caller out of Canada. Abdi, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse. Can you hear me?
Go ahead. Yes, sir.
Okay, hey, sir. I wanted to talk about my experience with forgiving my mother.
Okay.
With you. So I remember watching back in 2016. I think it was on the Fallen State. This feminist YouTuber, atheist woman, was debating you, and the only reason I watched you was because I used to kind of look up to her. Because I identified as an atheist as well. But I remember you saying something like, I discriminate all the time. And I remember catching that and hating you for it. And saying, how is this guy successful? But he discriminates all the time. And something in me told me, you know, look at this guy. He's a grown man. And he's just making fun, right? But I didn't listen to that. But something told me to hold on to it. So fast track 2020, I started watching you again, and I was in a bad time. Sorry. Well, I moved out of my mom's house at the time, and I started watching you, and I started... So I started thinking to myself, I was thinking to myself, okay, so I'll watch the guy again because in me something told me I should give. Okay. All right. Something told me I should I should hear everybody out, and that's something I believed in. So sorry. So I heard you out, and I had a question for you, and you answered it in your videos. I asked myself, why do I have fear? Why do I So you answered the question. You said to go and forgive your mother, but there was no way in hell I wanted to go back. But to go back to my mother, right?
Yeah.
So I didn't do it, right? So I thought about I'd rather you know, I didn't want to. Basically, I didn't want to go back to my mother and just forgive her, right? So I didn't do it, and so devil kind of convinced me maybe I should just take my own life. So anyways, what happened next? Okay, so I found myself in the middle of the woods. It was pitch dark. I couldn't see anything. I couldn't see anybody. There's two roads, okay? So there was two roads for me to take, and there was one that was a quick reaction, and I just seen darkness, right? It was a quick reaction. I seen darkness, and I seen my mom. And it was a very quick reaction. And there was another one that was kind of longer, and it had to endure. That was the one thing that I remember. I had to endure it. So I didn't go to the quick one and the dark one because I saw my mom, and I didn't want to do that. But it was so easy to do it, right? And it was just a quick getaway, and it was like no fault of my own. I didn't do it, right? But I didn't take it. For some reason, I didn't take it. I just knew something quick like that was too good to be true, so I didn't do it. So I took the longer route, right? And I looked up, and I saw the stars, right? So I knew there was a little bit of light, so I could see at least where my foot was going. Anyway, so I fell in this pit. I got back up. I didn't get mauled by animals because I can hear animals. So I got back up, and I seen a sign that 1 kilometer this way to some road. I took it, and just when I got to the sidewalk, I looked up, and I looked at the stars, and I realized maybe there's a way that I could be free. So anyways, I went back, and I finally took your advice, And I said, okay, I got to forgive my mom because it's the only thing I know that somebody said that this is how you get rid of fear. So I went and forgave my mom. I went to bed, and for the first time in my life, I didn't face the door to guard against my mom coming in. I turned my back like I used to when I was a kid, and when I turned my back away from the door, it felt like I gave up, and I gave everything to somebody else, right? Now I know it was God. I gave it to God. So I turn my back, and I see this dark spirit ram through, come down towards me, and just think of just a typical ghost, right? You see a ghost, it doesn't have legs, it's floating, and it's white, right? But this one was black. So just think of a black, dark figure ghost coming towards me, right?
Yeah.
So it was coming towards me, and it wasn't my body. I can see behind me, but my body was churned, so you can only see my hair, right? Back of my head. But for the first time in my life, I can see behind me, and I saw that I was not my body. And I could see this thing coming at me. There was nothing I can do but watch it. So I watched it coming at me. I was present in the moment, and a white figure smacked it away. It smacked it away, and I was back into my body again. And I realized that there's something else going on in this world that's not physical, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Every encounter you're having a spiritual encounter first, and then it comes back to the physical. So when I understood that, I realized I had to go and forgive my mom. So I don't know if I did forgive her first or that occurred afterwards, right? I get it mixed up now because it's been like 2 years now. And sorry, I've never been this emotional before, right? After I called you, this is the first time I'm calling you. And so it's like this emotion came back up, but I'm trying to watch it.
Right on. Just watch it, absolutely.
Yeah. So anyways, for the first time in my life, I got a job, and I started interacting with people, and I can see that my coworkers are possessed. Right, I can see that they're not my friend.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't get too comfortable with them. I shouldn't get too close. And I've seen that. And all of a sudden, Jesse, something happened to me where there was this light bulb around me, and nobody in the world can touch me. I realized that because the light was around me, but there was something else still in me, and I believe it's the ego now because it turn that away from me from now. But it told me, I should tell them about this light, you know? And I overreacted to that, and the light was kind of taken away from me. But I know it's still with me. I just don't see it now, right?
Yes.
But, yeah, that's all I wanted to kind of get off my chest.
Amazing.
But,
So when you first thought about taking your life, did you try to take your life?
Yeah, I actually did plan it pretty well.
What did you do?
I don't want to say what the steps I took because I don't want to put it out there.
Okay. No, that makes sense.
Private if you want.
Okay.
But, so I went through it. I went on a walk. I wanted to go somewhere in the woods, basically. This wasn't the after encounter before I forgive my mom. This was way before.
Man.
But I went to the woods. I wanted to go into the woods, but I was so broke that I couldn't get there, right? I couldn't get there, but I can still do it close to my house. But I didn't want to do that, right, because it wasn't part of my plan. And it was like something told me, and I believe it was God, that I should just keep holding on. Just go through this for now and just keep holding on.
How old are you now?
I'm 29 now. This was around when I was like 23, 25.
Right on.
Yeah.
Well, you stay with it. Stay on that road that leads to perfect peace. You stay on it. Stay with it. And it only get clearer, and it's going to be amazing for you. But stay with it.
Yeah, it has been amazing, and it's been amazing so far. And I can see that this world belongs to us, but you just not identify with the world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%.
Yes, sir.
Amazing.
I love your Sunday services as well recently. It was a very, very interesting conversation you guys had.
Thank you. Amazing.
Sir.
Well, thank you, man. Anything else?
No, that was about it. I'm with the sound player. I know that's the way to connect with God, and I know there's a wall of thoughts in front of it.
Yes.
And you just have to get through that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Go all the way through hell to get to heaven. You stay with it, you stay with it, you stay with it, man. It's amazing testimony. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, sir, and have a good day.
You too. Call me again.
Oh, thank you.
Amazing. For those who want to be free, you can be free. Or you can stay in your misery. Really. You can live in your hell. But you just heard a witness to overcoming. Amazing. 888-7753-773. That was mind-blowing. And true, you can overcome evil if you want to. And most people don't want to. Just know that. And you'll be in the world, but not of it. Amazing story. Super chat.
Super chats.
Amazing testimony.
Yep.
Mind
that was wild. Over on at Cash App, Bond JLP Cash App, Kelso says those JLP mixed songs were absolute fire.
Fire! Boom, 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 boom. Thank you. Amazing.
Megs says, hey, invite Sean to debate the shape, earth shape. It flat.
What?
Megs wants Hake to have your old producer on to debate
Sean.
Flat Earth.
Oh, that, I bet that would be fun.
Yeah.
But nice. Sean out hunting deers right now.
He's
oh,
busy.
My deer.
I don't know if Sean would be interested.
I think deer hunting may be ending, though. Let me see. This is December. It may be ending or very close to it.
Hunting season?
Yeah.
Wow. Short window.
I remember... even the last time I was down in Alabama, I was down there during deer season. When you're riding down the road, you have to be real careful because the deers will run across the road and destroy your car. Literally destroy your car. They run right into it and all kind of stuff. Amazing. Thank you very much, though. Appreciate it.
Jesse gave a Cash App, no message.
Thank you, Jesse.
Cornerstone.
Amazing.
Cornerstone says, thanks for being amazing.
Amazing. Thank you for your support very much.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, MB bought a coffee. If the woman is created from man and is flesh of my flesh, then overcoming the woman is really about overcoming my flesh. Am I right?
No. Overcoming evil, the spirit of evil. You're not your body. You're not your... unless you are identifying with your body, thinking that it's you. Maybe that's what you're doing. I don't know. But thank you, though. Amazing question. And if you want to make it clear, you can call 800-411... No. 888-7753-773. Or make it a little clearer in your super chat. Thank you very much.
Also from MB, what drives a woman to want to be a pastor? Is it control over men?
Yeah, it's all ego. Pure ego. What? Had nothing to do with God. Amazing. Thank you.
Three coffees from Ian. Living with my mom has been crippling me.
Yep.
Does not make sense for a man to live with his mom.
So why don't you move out?
Hard not to want a total change for the better, but I shouldn't want or need anything except for what's practical, right? Seems practical to want to move away from mom, but employers are not hiring me. I still do the prayer. Thanks, guys.
Amazing.
Ian.
Stay with the prayer And somewhere out there, there are a whole bunch of jobs out there, especially nowadays. And no such thing as you can't find a job in America today. So go look for a job and tell them, hey, if you train me, I'll work for a while free to get the training. Nice. I wish you well. Thank you.
Is midnight your Uber driver bought a coffee? Suggestive exercise you can ask or ax everyone.
Ask!
What is the worst gift you have received for Christmas? I can already hear the families getting upset with each other about the worst gifts they've received, except baby Jessica's daddy.
Merry Christmas. Thank you very much. Amazing.
Ariadne J. bought a coffee. Please interview so-and-so. Was a something, and just recently somethinged. Seems like he'd be a great interview.
Send it to, suggest it to a producer at jesseleepeterson.com. If you have suggestions for guests for the Fall Estate or the radio show here, for the Fall Estate, you send to producer at thefallestate.tv. Producer at thefallestate.tv. And if it's for the radio, producer at jesseleepeterson.com.
Thank you, Ariadne.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
No More Thoughts About Our Coffee. Do you think we are not able to know who we are by ourselves so that God could show us?
Do you think what?
We're not able to know who we are by ourselves so that God could show us?
What does that mean? That's not clear.
Okay, here's how I understand it. Did God make it so that we can't know ourselves without him showing us? So that's one question.
Make your question clear for me, all right? That's not a clear question.
Also, a biblical question made me think so hard I gave up.
Oh. did you find God or did he find you? Amazing. Thank you.
I know how you feel. Same. No more thoughts.
No more thoughts.
What
amazing.
A mess. And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Let me go to Jermaine, out of first-time caller out of Canada. Jermaine, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well, Jermaine.
Amazing.
Amazing.
That's a line now that I use with my client. That's so funny.
Nice. What? No.
Yeah, Jesse, so I was calling in. You know, it's funny, a couple months ago, you know, I was praying and I was just asking the Lord to, like, you know, shine light on any darkness or any thoughts or, you know, any evil inside of me. And it just happened. I think it was the same day in the afternoon, in the evening, I ended up finding your show. So it was just hilarious, right?
Hold on a minute, Jermaine. Are we going to break or what? Hold on, Jermaine. Don't hang up. I'm gonna take a. I gotta take a top of the hour break when I come back. Straight to the call. What? Quick break. Hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment.
From hell. Oh, they're from the gates of hell. These are children of the light. Children of the light. Godless. These are children of the light. Children of the light. They're liars. You choose good or you choose evil.
I read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisement from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, December 11th, 2024 AD. Merry Christmas, everybody. It's coming up 2 weeks, I think. 2 weeks till Christmas Eve. JLP will be right back to your calls. The lines are full, everybody. Hang tight, callers. He will get right back to you, and we'll get to your Super Chats, any more Super Chats that do come in, and some more great stories. But first, fake news, not fake news. Call me at Nonsense Network. CNN reports wildlife officials in the United States are moving to add the iconic monarch butterfly, doing a butterfly symbol sign, to the list of species threatened with extinction. They don't really fly like that. Oh, wow. The loss of pollinators, like the monarch, could have far-reaching consequences for the ecosystems and the people who rely on them. I heard we have a bee shortage, too, maybe. I don't know. It might not feel like that for some. And that CEO shooting, the suspect in the fatal shooting of the United Healthcare, all one word, CEO Brian Thompson. Wow, they just murdered the guy. He just murdered the guy. Is fighting his extradition to New York, where he faces a murder charge. As Luigi Mangione, I noticed that CNN, by the way, says his name. They say his name. Normally, like for mass shooters, they refuse to use the name of the mass shooter. And these mass shooters do things for a publicity stunt. And this looked kind of like a publicity stunt, but they're using his name. Interesting. Glorifying him. Anyway. As Luigi Mangione entered the Pennsylvania courtroom Tuesday, the 26-year-old could be heard yelling, in part, "It's completely out of touch," pardon me, "and an insult to the intelligence of the American people. It's lived experience." Man, sounds like a dumb liberal, huh? Shout out. CNN is working to determine what else he yelled as he was escorted inside. So important. Mangione was denied bail during his court appearance after prosecutors convinced the judge that he was too dangerous to be released. Investigators still searching for a motive in the shooting. He was a hateful person. Trump, allegedly, if he did it, probably looked like him. Anyway, Trump's cabinet. Some of Donald J. Trump's cabinet picks met again with lawmakers on Tuesday, as key GOP senators appeared to be falling in line with the president. Get in line with the president-elect's nominees. Top Republican senators have signaled support for Trump's plan to oust, get him out of here, the current FDI director in favor of so-called loyalist Kash Patel. Kash Patel, nice American name. While keeping the door open for his defense secretary pick, Pete Hegseth, who's, as you heard earlier this hour, mama is all in his business. He faces a slate of so-called misconduct allegations by women. Psh, please. It's still early in the vetting process for Trump's cabinet nominees, and confirmation votes won't occur until next year. But in the meantime, it's clear that many so-called GOP senators are being cautious about how they approach and criticize the president-elect's selections. And by the way, Kash Patel is not that American of a name, but whatever. Nice. Seems like an okay guy. And, you know, immigration is a mess. Crooked Joe Biden, the so-called president, facing mounting pressure from Democrat lawmakers and so-called allies to extend protections to immigrants in the United States amid party fears over Donald J. Trump's promise of mass deportations. You got to go home, illegals. Shout out. Lawmaker requests include extending the form of humanitarian relief known as temporary protected status, protecting those illegals from getting deported even when they call them legal, but if they're getting protected status, that means they're illegal. Making more illegals eligible for it, expediting the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals DACA mess, and all kinds of evil stuff. So I told you, they're against America and for illegals gaming the system. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP.
stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. My brand new biblical question, and it's a doozy. It's a doozy. And it's not from me. It's from Roseanne Barr. She told me this one because she asked me this question the other day. Ask, did you find God or did he find you? Did you find God or he found, or did he find you? Very emphatic. What the? I said, I'll answer that for you later, Roseanne. That's a biblical question. And if you're out and about, you can podcast all the shows anywhere in the world, but you could be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. I appreciate it. Manhood Hours coming up in the next hour. I want to go back to the phone, business phones. Jermaine, a first-time caller out of Canada. I had to put Jermaine on hold. We ran out of time. Jermaine, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
And no worries, Jesse.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was saying, like, a couple of months ago, I was just praying to the Lord, you know, to shine the light in me for any darkness or any evil. And I think it's, there was the same day in the evening, I end up finding your show. And it just shows me how how evil people are, especially when it comes to my workplace. But, you know, we don't know any better. They don't know any better.
Right, so yeah.
I don't judge them. I just watch and observe and see it happening. And the funny thing, too, I was with this evil woman, man. Like, she was good. She had that pride, that ego. She was very manipulative. Cry a lot, and I was like, wow. Now I'm looking back at it, and I'm like, wow, she was a really evil woman.
Amazing. Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
No, I haven't yet.
Why not?
So I have to go see her in person, and I live in Canada. She lives in Jamaica. Are you able to
FaceTime with her?
Oh, yeah, I can, actually.
So why don't you FaceTime so you can be looking at her rather than putting it off for a whole year?
Yeah, I just thought it would be better to do it in person. I wasn't sure. So maybe I'll do a FaceTime then.
Yeah, you want to be, if possible, you definitely want to be looking at her when you talk to her so you can face the fear. But if you can't, yeah, you know, do what you got to do, but... I would recommend you FaceTime her since you're not going to see her for another year or so. You know, that's a long time to be putting off your freedom, you know?
That is true. In perspective, that is true.
And how about your father? Did you forgive him?
No, I haven't.
And why not?
Still, he lives in Jamaica. I have to go travel.
Oh, okay. You can FaceTime with him as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I haven't chat with him in a while. He's Yeah, he's he grew up in a weird way, I would say. So, yeah, I definitely want to have a chat with him too, because I need to move on with my life. So their problem is their problem.
Right.
Yeah, and here in Canada, like, I'm here alone, so I think with that one lady that I was seeing, like, I find that I was looking for, you know, that comfort, that love in the wrong place, because the signs were there. Now that I look back on it to see the evil, it was there. But, you know, when you're blind to love, you're looking for that comfort. And I was looking for it in the wrong places.
Yeah, you're looking for mama's love.
So now that I'm on this journey, finding myself back to the Lord, it's very eye-opening, very, very.
Well, if you really want to see even clearer, you want a clear heart, you got to go, you got to forgive your mother and your father. And again, and do the silent prayer, but again, if you can FaceTime, it's the same as looking at them, you know, in person. So, but it's up to you. If you want to wait, you can. I guess I wouldn't take the risk, but you can. Or you could just FaceTime with her.
No, no. I'll FaceTime. I'll get right on that, because you never know what will happen. So
right.
Might as well get it out of the way, right?
That's right. Amazing. Let me know how it goes, all right?
Excellent. Shout out to the team to backing you, Jesse. It's an awesome program. I appreciate it.
Right on. Right on. Thank you, buddy. Merry Christmas.
You too. Cheers.
All right, now. Merry Christmas, by the way, to all. I forgot to say that. Merry Christmas. Let me go to South Africa, Mummy Africa, and talk to first-time caller Tembi. Tembi. Tembi, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Tembi. Thanks for calling.
Nice. So firstly, I just wanted to say I've been watching your show, I would say probably almost a year.
Uh-huh.
And some of the things that you've said have been really helpful, especially as it relates to anger, because I can definitely see in myself that I did have anger. Well, I mean, I think I still do, and that's the reason why I called. I'm a 29-year-old female. I'm engaged, and I have a 2-year-old daughter, and I've forgiven my mother. I've also forgiven my father.
Nice.
And I've seen myself getting better. However, I still have moments where, especially with my fiance, you know, I'll get ticked, as you say, over little things, you know?
Yeah.
And I can see myself doing it, and I really don't want to do it. But there's still those little annoyances. And I know you say it's the same spirit, you know, whether it's just a small annoyance, it's still anger, and I can feel it in my body. And I really want to overcome it. So I was hoping to get your input on how to overcome that. I'm also doing the silent prayer, you know, every morning and every night. And so I'm really just, you know, I've been in tune with what I feel, my thoughts. So I really just want to overcome the anger, you know, because I can see it in me, and I just want to overcome the evil. So that's pretty much is my question to you.
So what's beautiful about what you're doing, you can see the anger in you, right? Now that you're forgiven, you can now see. And all you need to do for the rest of your life is just see and do nothing about the spirit of loneliness, anger, suicidal thoughts, or anything. All you need to do is see it. Do not call it you. Stop identifying with it. And I promise you, the spirit of evil will be taken away from you. God just wants you to see. There's nothing else you need to do. And that's why he said, pray without ceasing. Stay present, and he will take that away from you. It's okay. Not you. Do not never call that anger you again. So you can even quietly say to yourself, I see those thoughts, or I see you. I know it's not me. It's not me, right? Eventually, you won't have to remind yourself of that. But just don't call it you, you just see it, live with it, sleep with it, walk with it, drive with it, but do nothing about it. Go about your day, and it will be taken away from you. It's not you. The only reason that it has not already been taken away from you, because you believe that is you, and you have an identity with it. Stop identifying with it. The anger that's there now is not you. It's in the mind, and you may feel it emotionally, but it's not you at all.
Okay. Yeah, it's definitely becoming clearer that it's not me.
Yeah.
And I'm also catching myself, because sometimes I'll get annoyed and then I'll judge myself. And I can also recognize that even that, you know, is like a traitor.
Yes.
So I'll stay with that, and yeah. I'll just stay with it.
I promise you, it is not you.
Yeah.
It's not you at all. So stop identifying with it. It's a spirit that made a home in you. And when you were young and you were traumatized by your parents, your mother, and you've been identified with it. But now that you can see, it will be taken away. And I love that the fact that you can catch it. You're starting to catch it. That's all you need to do is catch it. And that's why I encourage you to stay present. Practice staying present rather than being lost in your imagination.
Yeah, thank you, Jesse. That was all.
So when are you getting married?
We don't have a date yet. We pretty much don't have a date. Soon, I hope. Hopefully in 2025 sometime.
Oh, okay. And are you marrying the father of your child?
Yes.
Oh, good. Nice.
Yeah.
And the reason I ask, because a lot of step-parents get married and they already have children, and it's not good for the children when that happens.
Yeah, no, it's the father of my child.
Right on.
And I've never had to. I think what I guess quote unquote good about the relationship is that I've never had to make it work. It's just sort of happening naturally. But I've just looking at myself, I can see that, you know, the anger is going to become a problem, and that's why I just want to do it for myself, but also
right
for my family as well.
Absolutely. Well, you just watch it. Stop calling it you. Stop identifying with anything. Don't identify. You want to overcome all identities, and then the real you will appear. It's going to be amazing, all right?
Okay. Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate that.
I wish you well. Call me again, all the way from Mommy Africa.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Amazing.
Okay, bye.
Right now. Ladies, you got to do the same thing. You must forgive mama. You must forgive your father. God will forgive you and set you free from your imagination. You are not your thoughts. It's just a thought. Just thoughts. Let me go to Brian, a first-time caller out of New Orleans. Let's see here. Brian, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yes, Jeff. How you doing this morning, bro?
All is well, Brian. Thanks for calling.
Okay. I need you to revert on some of your comments that I heard you say on some of your shows.
You need what now?
Such as...
You need me to do what?
I need you to revert your comments because I'm about to tell you something.
Okay.
Okay. So, I'm one of the ones that came up with... We're both parents in the home.
Okay.
I came up under them, my mother and my daddy, until he died of cancer. He got real sick, but he worked for 20 years, and he showed out. He worked hard and brought us up the right way.
Right on. So, how old are you now?
I heard you say, "Hold up, wait, let me finish." So for that reason. He done brought us all up the right way, and we never caused any trouble. And this is between two black people now. My mom and dad stayed together until my daddy died. Now you say a bunch of times, I heard you say that most people came up in broken homes. That is not true. It's either or. Something happened to the parents, or something happened to the mama or the daddy. That's how they become broken. Are you with me?
Yeah, and your question is what?
I need you to stop saying that that black people are coming up in broken homes.
But they are.
They're not. I just told you I wasn't.
How old are you?
How old are you?
I thought I was 74, but I just found out the other day I'm 75.
And I'm 51.
Well, maybe.
And I'm 51, and I'm a hard-working black person, too.
You said you were 51 or 61?
I said 51. You heard what I said.
But in the good old days, black men and women, there were two parents, for the most part, two parents.
Hold on, wait. Why I gotta be black? You black too, ain't you?
You're not black? But no, are you black? I thought you said you were black.
I thought you said you were black. What? Does it make a difference?
Does what make a difference?
Me being black or white?
Yeah.
Why?
Because if you're white, you're right. If you're black...
Hold on, wait.
If you're black, white is not
always right, and black is not always right. Get it out your head, brother.
But let me tell you this.
Either race is not right at times.
Let me tell you this. Do you love white people?
I'm not even going to answer that.
Why not?
I don't love nobody that don't love me. I'm gonna put it to you like that.
Do you love white people?
I love anybody who loves me. That go for anybody.
Do you love white people?
That go for anybody. You heard me? Anybody.
Do you love white people?
What I just said.
Are you a Christian?
What the fuck I just said?
Hey, you can't be cussing on the air. What the?
Then why you keep asking me the same damn question?
I'm trying not to hang up on you, but if you curse...
I can't anybody. You're a fucking joke, boy. You're a fucking joke.
I thought you said your parents raised you right. Your parents didn't raise you right? What the? He hung up. Ain't no use in praying for him no more. He gone. What the? Let me go to Charles, a first-time caller out of Florida. Charles, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing? Long-time fan.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, so I just had a question. I was just curious to what your opinion on social media is and the effect it's having on our youth. In particular, do you think it's making it harder for men and women to interact with each other properly?
I'm sure it's having a negative impact in some ways, but the problem is not social media. The problem is that parents don't love their children, especially mothers. They don't love their children. And so they're not raising their children. They want to go and act like they're men, right? And they won't stay home and raise the children. And they're putting their kids in daycare center, sending them to school before time, programs. And as soon as they pop out of the womb, the mother put a computer in their hands. And so you can't blame social media. You have to blame the parents for that. And the fathers are afraid of the mothers. So they can't make the mother be a wife and a mother, so it's just a mess. It's a lack of love from the parents.
Yeah, no, I would totally agree. Yeah, that sounds accurate to me.
Yeah. What a mess! Thank you, Charles.
You're welcome. I appreciate you.
All right, buddy. You can't blame the social media. The problem is with you. It's not out there. It's in you. Let me go to Canada and talk to William, a first-time caller. William, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse, good morning, man.
Good morning, William.
Hey, so I'm curious. I hear you say a few times when you give someone advice, if they don't go and tell nobody.
Right.
And then I read in the Bible, the Messiah is telling people after he healed them, go off and tell nobody. Is there a connection there?
Yeah, because when you wake up, you because you're young and waking up, you want to run and tell people, oh, I'm free, I can see, you got to do this and that. But you're telling it to people that don't want to hear it. And they'll get mad at you for telling them the truth, and they would try to destroy you because now the darkness in them hate the light in you, and they would try to destroy you, and you run the risk of getting an ego thrill from telling others. It's like going to swines and giving them the truth, and they don't want it.
Okay, so once you get older and you mature, does that change? Like, can you go around telling people?
Well, what will happen is if you stay with it, the light will shine through you, and you're not going to be thinking about the light shining through you, but it will be shining through you, and those who are seeking the truth will see something different about you, and they will want to know, how did you develop peace? I notice you don't overreact to life. And it's those people that you will be able to help because they will want to know, and you will be able to point them back to the truth.
Okay.
That makes sense?
That makes sense.
Right. So you have to resist the urge of wanting to just tell people, because most people are not going to want to hear, and you'll get a thrill from imposing the truth on people. So just live, you become a living example, and the truth will work through you to speak, because the truth will control your words. Just like Satan has been controlling your words, the truth will control them. So don't worry about it. You'll be able to help those when it's time to help those that need it, that want it.
Yeah. Is there also a connection there when in the New Testament, I don't know who's writing about it, your body is supposed to be a living stone?
Your body is a where the truth dwells. It lives in your body. You're not your body, but it lives in your body. It's like the temple of God.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Amazing.
Amazing. You have you forgiven your mother, William?
Yes, and it's funny because I did it twice because maybe 6 months ago I was listening, and I didn't understand the point of it or what it meant. But you were telling everybody to do it, so I went and I sat down with my mom, and I said, "I forgive you," and she said, "For what?" And I said, "Well, I don't know, but someone told me I was supposed to forgive you, and it sounds like the right thing to do." So. But nothing really changed after that.
Right.
And it's only maybe a couple weeks ago when I was thinking, okay, I really have to do this thing. And it's funny, I went over to my mom's place. I live 5 minutes from where I grew up, and just to go help my father with something, and he wasn't home, and my mom was at home, and it was all peaceful. And she was sitting on the couch reading a magazine, and I thought, wow, this is the time. But then something in me was telling me, hey, you know, I don't want to ruin her evening. You don't know what's going to happen. I heard these stories of the moms getting angry and stuff like that. So I got kind of scared. So I'm just kind of chatting with her a little bit. And finally, I get up the courage to say something, and just straight out of nowhere, I say, do you think you were a good mom? Do you think you were a good mother? And I was surprised because the conversation just came alive at that time. You know, when you're speaking with people, and most of the time you say stuff and it means nothing, and you're off somewhere else, and there's no life. And suddenly there was life in the room, and she took it in a way I was completely not expecting, where she just answered it straight up. And she said, no. And she said that no mom is a good mom. Everybody messes up their kids, and you do the best that you can, and that's what it is. And we had an amazing conversation, and I was blown away I could even have this kind of connection with my mom. It was amazing.
Right on, man.
Then I forgave her, and things had changed with me, man. I got pulled over by the police the other day, and I wasn't afraid to talk to him.
Right on.
Like,
yep.
Unbelievable.
Well, you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And you haven't seen anything yet. And again, don't try to impose the truth on anyone. You just work on you and let the truth guide you, and it will put the people in your space that want help. And when they hear the truth, their lives will change as well.
Thank you, man.
You're welcome, William. Call me again.
All right. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Los Angeles and talk to Elijah, a first-time caller out of L.A. Elijah, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse Lee Peterson, also known as Punchy, right?
All the way. Punchy. P-U-N-C-H-I-E, punchy.tv.
Where does that come from?
Punchy?
Yes.
When I was a kid, you know how people like to pat you on the head, they want to punch you when you're a little kid, and you're cute?
Yeah.
I used to punch back, and so my grandfather said, "You're always punching. Punchy, stop punching." And so, so the nickname Punchy stuck with me.
I got a question.
Yes, sir.
Would you say that Punchy? Do you still identify with that name, Punchy, to this day?
I don't know what you mean by identify, but it is my nickname.
There you go. That's nice, man.
Amazing. Thank you, Elijah.
I really wanted to. How much time do I have a time limit on this?
Go ahead.
I just want to say thank you. You met one of my good brothers, my friend, in this life. His name is Noah Lewis. He called a few months ago, and he's been on his journey, but he showed me by watching what you do. He showed me that it's possible to be at peace.
Come back to your phone. Oh. You said possible what now?
Where did you lose me?
You said he showed you it's possible to do what?
To be at peace.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he showed that to me by introducing them the videos that you put out there, and really forgiving the mom first and then forgiving the father.
Yeah.
I don't want to say too much because I don't want to take too much time off your hands. And I know a lot of people got questions. I know I was waiting for a while, but
have you gone and forgiven your mother?
I have indeed, yes.
And how did it go for you when you went to her?
Like the previous person just said, William, the first time I was kind of just doing it to do it.
Right.
Which in this life, I've realized that you have to be willing to take a leap of faith and not really know what you're doing to be able to learn from the mistakes you make along the way. So the first time was a guinea pig run. I didn't really know what I was doing. I was kind of just doing what someone was telling me, which is fine. But when I realized it for myself that everyone is raised differently and everyone is...
Elijah, hold on a minute. Let me take a quick break. Hold on. I got to take a quick break. 888-775-3773. Back in a moment. So, I want to thank my sponsor here, our sponsor, GoldCo. And because of the help we're getting from GoldCo, we're moving forward with the goal of building a 24-hour radio network of men voices. So we're building this network 24 hours talk with men only. And the sponsorship is helping us to get that done. And so thank you, GoldCo. GoldCo is supporting this, folks. They are making it possible. And so I want to encourage you to support GoldCo. Go to GoldCo, check it out, and I think you're going to be happy with it. GoldCo and I have set up a promo for the listeners, my listeners. The qualified accounts receive a 10% instant match in bonus silver. All qualified accounts will receive a 10% instant match in bonus silver. So go and check it out there, all right? I recommend you learn more about it by going to jessielovesgold.com. jessielovesgold.com. Or call 855-344-GOLD. That's 855-344-GOLD. All right? Tell them Jesse sent you. Amazing. Thank you. Amazing. Merry Christmas. And speaking of Merry Christmas, get your orders in. There's still time. You book orders. I will sign them and get them out to whomever you want them to go to, or you, back to you. Amazing books. Check out the merch, T-shirts, mugs, hoodies, hats. All kind of amazing things. The Great White Hope. Amazing. There's no such thing as racism. And Hake has on Merry Amazing Christmas shirt there. Amazing shirt. Look at that. Nice. Very nice. And so check it all out by going to rebuildingaman.com/store. Rebuildingaman.com/store. Or you can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget, it's time for giving. We'll help you, so help us help others. We're trying to reach this this challenge grant. A sponsor of BOND said, hey, Jesse, I know you're trying to raise this $100,000 to take you guys through the year, the end of the year. I give you $50,000 if you can raise $50,000. So go to rebuildingdemand.com/donate, rebuildingdemand.com/donate, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663, or you can mail it in, make it out to BOND, B-O-N-D, you take a money order, and mail it to P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. 35090, L.A., California, 90035. And thank you in advance. And it is tax deductible, by the way. All right. And there is a BOND holiday sale that's happening. 15% off all merch this month. 15% off all merch this month. Go to rebuildingdemand.com/store. Amazing. Let me go quickly back to Elisha, a first-time caller out of Los Angeles. Elisha, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Right on, Jesse. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm originally out of Berkeley, California. My name is Elijah Fairchild.
Don't give out your full name. Don't dock yourself. Your first name is fine.
I won't dock myself.
Yeah.
I go by Ja. They call me Ja out here.
Okay.
But I'll see you Sunday, Jesse. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Thank you.
Because of time, I have to go now.
All right, buddy. Because of time. Thank you. Because of time. 888-77-JESSE. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super
chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Renee bought 3 coffees. Hey,
thank
Jesse.
Thank you, Renee.
Remember when I called you last week? Oh, wait. Never mind. I forgot. You black.
Never ask a black person if he remembers. Never ask a black man if he remembers. Amazing. Thank you.
Chill and Lean bought 5 coffees. They're not real coffees, just super chats. Good morning, Jesse and crew. Answer to the biblical question.
Did you find God or did he find you?
God found me when he made me, says Chill and Lean.
Amazing. Thanks for responding to the biblical question. I'll put my little 2 cents in on Sunday. Amazing.
And Lori bought a coffee. Lori says, biblical question answer.
Did you find God or did he find you?
I was seeking truth about life and death when I woke up. However, I can't force myself to find God, so I say God found me when he knew I was ready to be found. Very interesting question.
It is a very interesting question. Thank you for responding, and I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Amazing.
You know when you're lost and you have people searching for you?
Right.
You're supposed to stay in one place. You're not supposed to be moving around.
I know.
Interesting, huh?
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you, guys. I do believe.
I heard this airplane story that the airplane crashed. And when the airplane crashed, nobody was killed, but people were able to get out. The pilot said, hey, you have to get off and wait here to help come.
Yeah.
And then some people waited right there in that spot. They didn't move about. Other people went away, trying to find their way to some location somewhere, right?
Right.
And then help came. And so those people that had gone away, they could not find anywhere. They just lost in the woods.
Hey.
Out there in the woods and whatever. And the reason that happened because somebody said, when the plane crashed, somebody said, I'm not staying around here. I'm going to go and find help. I'm going to go and find help. And the people followed the crowd. But those who did not follow the crowd, they stayed right near the plane.
Yeah.
And so these people followed the crowd. And then some people started getting agitated at the leader of the crowd. You told us we're going to find a plane. You told us we're going to find a city. We'll be fine. And they started arguing and stuff.
Yeah.
And then they said, a couple of them said, I'm going back to the plane. But when they got back to the plane, the people were gone. The ones who stayed had been rescued by another plane.
Wow. Is this a true story?
And so the pilots, when the rescuer came, the pilot said, I thought there were more people than this. And the ones that stayed, they said, yeah, there were, but they followed the crowd.
Dang.
And so when the other people got back to the plane, the people were gone.
Wow, what a mess.
Isn't that an interesting story?
It is.
And the moral of the story is don't follow the crowd.
Yeah.
You stay in one place. You made me think of that.
Yep.
Amazing story, huh?
It is. It's
That's
crazy.
Not my made-up story. I heard that story. And it made sense.
Yep.
Never follow the crowd.
You get lost.
You will always be led down the wide road of destruction.
Get lost and mad.
I noticed even out of fellowship service, if somebody says something that's kind of sound right in the fellowship, everybody follow that person. And I'm sitting there thinking, oh, look at the crowd. They're like totally lost.
Yeah, totally.
Amazing. But you made me think of that. But as far as being a true story, in life it's true, but I don't know if that really happened or not, like, happened, but it's a story about life, I think, about not following the crowd.
Nice. Well, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Don't follow the crowd. Only weak people follow the crowd. Get on that straight and narrow and stay there alone. You got to travel this journey by yourself. You can't take your kids. You can't take your wife or your husband. You can't take your mama, your daddy, your brother, your sister, your so-called friends, or anything. You got to travel. You can't take your house, your money, your pink Cadillac. I think Elvis Presley is the only one who took his Cadillac with him. Didn't Elvis Presley, is it true that, or is that a rumor, that he was buried in his pink Cadillac?
I had never heard that.
Oh, you never heard that? Maybe it's somebody else. I may have the story confused. Amazing. Let me go to a first-time caller out of the United Kingdom. Mark. Mark, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Mark.
Hi. My question to you is how do I get rid of these the devil that's inside me, these thoughts that I'm having? I've suffered many years. I've made 4 suicide attempts. I've been in mental hospital 3 times. 3 or 4 times, and I was on medication and it didn't help. I couldn't sleep. I took to alcohol, and that kind of eased it a bit. But I became more unwell, and it's only since I've been watching you, and about 6 months that things are working, but I try to, I do the things that you've said, stay in the present, look after basic things, but the thoughts are still troubling me.
Have you, how old are you now, Mark?
I'm 54.
Oh, okay. And when you said you tried to commit suicide 4 times, did you say 4 times?
Yes.
And why did you try to do that?
It's a long story. A number of things happened. I think I've always been troubled from an early age.
Yeah.
But things got to a head, and I told my parents I didn't want to know them anymore, and I wanted to be on my own, but they keep harassing me, and they won't let things go. They think I've ruined their life. I say that they've ruined my life.
Yep.
I say I don't want anything more to do with them. I have forgiven them, like you said, but they got mad, even more mad. my mother has since passed away. She's gone about 5 years.
Did.
And my dad, my dad is quite desperate now, and he's still looking for me. He doesn't know where I am. I don't want him to know, and I don't want anything to do with him. I don't want to have anything to do with anyone, really. I was married, I had 2 children, and she's divorced me now because of various things. I think mainly because of my parents harassing her, really. And my dad won't let things go. But I'm okay. I'm living on my own, and I've got things sorted for myself. I'm not working. I was working. I was quite successful. But my main problem is this rage that I get where I actually do shout to myself, not to anyone. In public, I'm okay.
Yeah,
I don't get angry, but I get angry at myself, at the past. I try, like you said, to forget about the past, to just stay in the present. I do, but these thoughts keep coming back, keep haunting me.
Right.
And I know that. Yeah. Sorry. Go on.
And you know what?
I know that these thoughts are from the devil that's inside me.
Yes.
And I want to get rid of it. And your advice, I've taken it on, and it's good advice. It's really good advice. It's the only thing that's helped. The medication hasn't helped. Psychiatry hasn't helped. Nothing's helped. I've tried various things, and I'm now off alcohol. I've stopped smoking completely. I don't have anything to do with women. I was into gambling in a big way. I've stopped that as well.
I
lead a very very clean life in many ways, and I try to just take each day as it comes, like you say. But these things, these thoughts, they just don't let go.
Right on. So let me ask, who are you?
How do you mean? I'm sorry, I don't.
So I know your name is your name is Mark, but who are you?
Yeah. Okay. I'm a lost soul, basically. That's what I am.
Right on. Here's what I want you to do, and if you do this, Mark, it will work. You'll be fine. You'll really be fine. Number one, never, ever, 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 ever again identify with thoughts. You are not your thoughts. They are not from you, and they are not from God. They are pure evil, and they are just thoughts. They have no power. They have no nothing except you believe them. You identify with them. Stop identifying with thoughts. Don't call them you ever again. When the thought of loneliness come, or the thought to resent your father, or the thought of anger, whatever, just notice it, do nothing about it, and it will be taken away from you. Do not call it you ever again. You're not your thoughts.
Yes.
That makes sense?
That makes sense, yes.
And so these thoughts that are trying to make you destroy yourself, they can only work if you believe them. So just watch them. Don't try to get rid of them. Don't reach outside for anything to help you overcome it, because you can't overcome like that. You just have to see them, but do not call them you. Don't identify with any thoughts at all. And then do the silent prayer and just practice staying present, rather than being lost in your head thinking about the past or future, which does not exist, and you'll be fine. They will be taken away from you as long as you don't identify with any thoughts, any ideas ever again. You'll be fine.
Okay, yes.
That makes sense?
That makes sense, yes.
And so what did you get from what I just said?
That I shouldn't identify with those thoughts.
Right.
Me.
That's right. Don't call them you. You just need to see them. And that's why the last thing evil want is for you to see them. They don't want you to see them because they're evil. And that's why they try to make you think about the past or the future, which is time. And God is not in time. The truth is not a part of time. The truth is always right here, right now. It's always present. But Satan lives in time, and he's constantly trying to make you think about what has happened or what's going to happen or what you've done or what tomorrow going to be better. Just let that pass, and you stay present. And I promise you, Mark, you'll be fine. Mm-hmm. You just need to stop identifying with thoughts. Do not call them you.
Yes. Yes.
And as far as your father, if you don't want anything to do with him, that's fine. Just don't resent him. He cannot help himself. And you go and live your life. You don't have to. You don't owe him anything except to love him. And the way you love him is just by forgiving him. Don't be angry at him. It doesn't mean you got to hang out with him.
Yes. No, I don't want to hang out with him at all.
Right. But just don't be angry at him. He can't help himself.
Yes. No, that's the main thing is the anger that I have about him, about my mom, and about my other family members, extended family members, all of them. Actually, I've disowned everyone.
Right on.
Really.
But just don't be angry at them, all right? You want to stay away from anger because anger is evil. And anyone that has anger is evil. And so you just watch that, and it's a spirit, and those spirits will be taken away. Are you doing the silent prayer?
I am. I'm doing it every day.
Right on. You stay with it.
Yes. And it does help. It is. It does help, but it helps only temporarily.
Only because you go unconscious. You still go into an unconscious state. You go into your thoughts and you're not realizing that you're in your thoughts. But as long as you stay present, the world can't touch you. The thoughts can't touch you. Your enemies can't touch you because you're present with what is right. You're present with God.
Okay, yes.
So you need to catch those thoughts. When you inner thought, just realize your inner thought, and now you're having these emotions that come with thought, and just realize your inner thought and become present again. Be aware of your body, and you'll be fine.
Okay. Okay, yes. I'll do that.
Amazing.
It is amazing. You're amazing. I like most of the things. I like the things you say about no racism doesn't exist and other things don't exist and about the thoughts and the silent prayer and everything. It's all good. It all makes complete sense. It's just me. It's me.
Well,
it's the devil in me.
Yes, it's not you at all. It's just that you, because of all the stuff you went through as a kid, all the hell your parents and others put you through, you identify with those thoughts. You escaped into them. But now it's time to stop identifying with them, and you're going to see when all those thoughts disappear, and they will if you stay with it. The real you will appear, and it's going to be amazing for you.
Yes. Yes, thanks. I find that the less I have to do with other people, the better I am.
Absolutely.
So that's why I stay on my own now.
Right on.
As much as practically possible.
Absolutely. And the people are evil. They can't help it. Just as you're overcoming evil, most people are not going to overcome evil because they love their misery. They love being evil. But you will, and you will be in the world, but not of it. You will have perfect peace.
Yes, that's what I want, perfect peace. And I don't have it.
And you will when you stop identifying, when you drop the anger and stop identifying with thoughts, you will have perfect peace.
Yes, I hope so. Thanks.
You will. Stay with it, all right?
Okay, thanks, Jesse.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas. Call me again.
Thanks, I will. And one day, I hope to come to Los Angeles and to your bond and
right on.
And see you. Yes,
right on.
I do. One day I will do that.
Amazing. You're welcome.
Thanks.
All right,
thanks.
Buddy. Yes. Okay. Thanks. Amazing. Her around the world. It's the same problem all around. Every human being has the same problem with the same cause. Situations may be a little different, but it's the same evil spirit in every human being. It doesn't matter the color or money. You must be born again of the Father You must return to the Father. You got to forgive. Black people, your thing is not about racism at all. You've been lied to. Stop hating your mama. You know your mama evil. And your grandma. I got to take a break. Manhood, I was coming up. When I come back, your phone calls and your super chats. A quick break. Hate news, not the fake news. And I'll be back. Check the shirt out that hate has on, right? It's amazing. Merry, amazing Christmas. Back in a moment.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, December 11th, AD 2024. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back for Manhood Hour is coming right up in this third hour. Every Wednesday, Manhood Hour in the third hour. But first, it's hate news, not fake news. And if you want my t-shirt, or if you want a t-shirt similar to mine, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com/stores, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and follow the Printify link, or go into the shop page, rebuildingtheman.shop. Cool, huh? And get yours. Get them in. Get your orders in early, get your orders in now so that you get them before Christmas time. Very nice. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports on that immigration stuff, the shenanigans that the evil liberals want to push Crooked Joe to do. Or if Joe, I heard Joe's kind of checked out, the evil Biden, so-called Biden administration, Obama Part 3, to do. Well, Trump's incoming border czar says he's working on a plan to use 1,400 acres, 1,400 acres, offered by Texas officials, shout out, to build deportation facilities, deportation camps. Let's go. So the Democrat Senate aide is saying that the black on the inside White House is receptive to private calls with senators who want to keep the illegals here and undermine our greatest president's protection for America and cleaning up America from the illegal alien issue. And Syria, civil war mess in Syria, the aftermath, I guess, if you want to call it the end of the war, I don't know. Many in Syria are celebrating, many are probably not, the stunning political fall of longtime based dictator Bashar al-Assad that caught much of the world off guard. A rebel-linked caretaker prime minister has been appointed since to oversee the transition of power. Psh. Analysts say that those rebels must now try to unite the country cleaved apart by more than a decade of so-called civil war, one in which dozens of heavily armed militias and remnants of the old regime linger. Meanwhile, Israel said they struck Israel many, nearly 500 times, 480 times in just 2 days, hitting most of the country's strategic weapons stockpiles, and destroying this Syrian Navy fleet. Wow. The UN Special Envoy for Syria has urged Israel to stop striking the country, if you want to call it a country anymore. What a mess. But I guess they're protecting themselves by striking and debilitating Syria's weapons mess. Also a mess, meanwhile, here in America, Kroger, a so-called federal judge in Oregon, blocked Kroger proposed $25 billion tie-up. I didn't know Kroger had $25 billion. Tie-up with Albertsons, halting. Stop. The largest supermarket merger in history. What a mess. So the ruling is a major setback for the chains, and they're trying to compete with, I don't know, Walmart and Amazon. So I don't know. It's a mess. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3, Manhood Hour.
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. Believe it or not, it's the third hour. What the? You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. And my brand new biblical question is a doozy. Did you find God or did he find you? Did you find God or did he find you? What an amazing question. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. And if you're running around busy and you don't want to, you know, you got to take your kids to the public school to traumatize them because you hate your children, you got to go to work and act like a man and be rewarded, ego reward, because it feels better when people acknowledge you working than it does when people don't acknowledge that you stay at home raising children. You can podcast the show, but you still can be listening by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live. You can, no matter what you're doing, you're exercising, you're taking your children to the bus stop, and they're going to get on the little short yellow bus or whatever. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone, iPad by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate or have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Merry Christmas, by the way, to all. I really wish you well. Merry Christmas to all of you from all of us at JesseLeePeterson.com, at Bond, Rebuilding the Family by Rebuilding the Man, from the HakeReport.com, Joel Friday TV, He Black, The American Anchor Baby, and the FallenState.tv. Merry Christmas, and thank you all. It's the third hour of the show today. It's Wednesday. And every Wednesday, third hour, is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man?
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male who turned to man. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
It is not to push a religious agenda. It is to just have an alternative.
That alternative is known as HAIL. June Everett is the National Campaign Director for
the Satanic Temple.
What is it with women anyway?
We're non-theistic Satanists.
We're the men.
But anyways, it's my birthday. I'm not turning 42. I'm turning 5 this year. I'm turning 5 years old. And I have to go to kindergarten tomorrow.
Where's Dad?
What a mess! What a mess. So let me ask before I go back to the busy phones here and your super chat. I'm about to show you something, and I want to know, do you think this relationship will work? Really. I want to know what you think about this. Is it as apparent to you as it is to me? Do you really think this relationship will work? A 68-year-old woman claimed that her 26-year-old boyfriend is mature. A 68-year-old woman claimed that her 26-year-old boyfriend is mature. While she described herself as childlike at 68, ask Joe Biden, you probably do go back to childhood. She described herself as childlike. She suggests that their relationship will work because they can meet in the middle. So she's 68, she's childlike, right? Okay. Watch this from TikTok.
He's 26.
So what
happened? That's really what happened. So then, that's her
name. How old are you, Kim?
What is it?
Tell him how old you is.
Kim, how old are you?
I'm 68.
And her boyfriend's 26.
How old is your boyfriend?
Ask the teacher.
No.
How old is he?
26. Years old, 26.
And what you say y'all did?
I said we met in the middle.
She hurried up. She hid.
No, no, wait.
I said he's mature and I'm childlike, so we can meet in the middle. But I didn't think that.
What a mess, huh? Do you think that is there a middle? At 68, I doubt if there's a middle. She's way past the middle. What a mess, huh? Is there a middle at 68 and he's 20-something? 26? No middle there. Nowhere. All the middle gone. Amazing, huh? I could say more, but I won't. And one other quick one, then I'll take your calls. So down in Florida, they're banning, according to, this is from WCTV, a new law banning kids under 16 from having social media accounts take effect on January 1. And I want to know, should this be Florida's decision or the parents' decision that their children cannot watch social media until after, I mean, 16 and up? Watch this from WCTV.
The law restricts access to free speech.
The law prevents children under the age of 16 from opening social media accounts on some platforms, focusing on criteria related to such things as algorithm and addictive features. Parents can now allow 14 and 15-year-olds to have accounts, though. NetChoice's Associate Director of Litigation, Paul Task, says Florida's minor social media ban is one of the most restrictive in the country. The Association of Tech Companies, including Facebook parent company Meta and X, is challenging the law.
It restricts access to social media websites by minors and adults who have to verify their ages in order to access lawful information.
It comes as social media is becoming a larger part of many teenagers' lives these days. A Gallup poll found that American teens spend more than 4 hours a day on social media.
Trying to help parents navigate this very difficult terrain that we have now with raising kids.
Attorney General Ashley Moody has agreed to not enforce the new law while the lawsuit's being played out in court. Florida State University education professor Vanessa Denon says there does come a time when kids need to be integrated into social media.
We still have to deal with what happens when people are finally old enough to access it. And that's all about learning.
When did parents stop taking responsibility for their own children? When did you start needing experts to tell you how to raise your own children? Are you that dumb? And the experts are dumb. So you got dummies going to dummies to tell them how to raise their children. Why do you need someone to put a ban on social media in order for you not to give your kid, your child, a cell phone or a computer or whatever? What's wrong with you? You don't know how to have your own life? What's, you know, you lost all sense of common sense, and that's what's happening. And you think just because a person have a degree that they know best, they don't know nothing. They just read a dumb book, and they'll just tell you what the book said. And they're blind as a bat. How about working on you to take control of you again, like they did in the good old days? And nowadays, people have all kinds of ways of punish their children. Like, they don't even know how to punish their own children anymore. Fox 2 is reporting that two boys who neighbors say have been living on the porch of a Detroit home for months are out of the cold for now, according to the police. They've been living on the porch, according to this report. Watch this story for Fox News.
Like it was routine, we watched this 15-year-old walk down the block onto his porch and settle in for the night. And last Saturday, the same thing.
Hey, y'all. Hey.
Yeah.
What's up, man? Y'all all right, man?
From under a lump of blankets, wrapped in a coat, the 15-year-old boy pops up, sleeping on the porch at his Westside Detroit home. With the wind chill, it felt like 15 out.
Man, you want to go get something to eat or something, man? Like, there's a lot of people trying to help y'all, bro.
The child himself told me that he'd been out there since July.
12 and 14-year-old brothers. The older one told local podcast host Mark DeAndre last Saturday that he's been sleeping on the porch for 5 months. And sometimes his brother does, too, while their parents live inside. Neighbors we talked to corroborated.
In July, it was 80, 90 degrees. Now it's 20 degrees. You know what I'm saying?
They be out there at nighttime. Like the other night, I seen them walk up and go on the porch. Like, that's it.
The neighbors and Mark offered the kids food, money, and shelter. They wouldn't take it.
I don't know if they, like, brainwashed at this point. You know what I'm saying? Because who want to be sleeping on a porch?
Isn't that amazing? And according to the story, the house is registered to a local pastor who is allegedly their father. Here's the final story on Fox 2.
We have been trying to get answers all day and night out here from the kids' parents.
Oh, yeah. Shoes, blankets, toothbrush. Uh-huh. This is the craziest thing I've seen.
It's set up like an actual bedroom on the porch.
Oh, look. At least they got those. That's nice.
No one ever answered the door Monday. We did some digging. The house is registered to a local pastor at a Baptist church less than a mile from the house off Leslie Street near Dexter. He's allegedly their dad. Detroit police have been called to the home multiple times, even Saturday when Mark got involved.
I called the police, and the police pulled up real quick, and they told me that there was pretty much nothing that they could do because nothing illegal was going on there.
DPD made meeting with the kids' parents priority, sending officers to the home Monday night where they met with the family for hours. In a statement, they said any evidence of negligence on the part of the parents will be thoroughly investigated and, if appropriate, referred to the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office. Neighbors and Mark have been told sleeping outside is some kind of punishment for the kids.
We don't want to wait till these kids freeze to death to do something.
Amazing. So I don't know if they said the house was registered to a pastor, the pastor. But I don't know if he in the house, is he living there just because it's registered in his name. But parents have lost their way in raising their children. Isn't that amazing? They got these boys, and you never know what the real story is or the real deal, but they're living outside. Here's a quote for you all to reflect on, men and women, especially men. According to Robert Jordan, there's one rule above all others for being a man. Whatever comes, face it on your feet. For being a man, whatever comes, face it on your feet. Fight, fight, fight. What do you think about that, Nick, the anchor baby?
Sounds nice. To me, it means like, don't be pitiful. You know, some people think they're strong just because they went through stuff. But while they were going through it, they were whining and crying. I know, they were crying.
Amazing. What a mess. So do you face things on your feet no matter what comes?
1 foot bouncing. But I'm on that foot. Jumping up and down.
What the? Oh, amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Harold out of North Carolina. Harold, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
I'm a retired NYPD officer. My first 10 years was with the Transit Police. And we worked APs, which was 8 at night to 4 in the morning. You had to ride a train by yourself. And this was in 1984. And my worst fight I had was in 1986 with a guy smoking angel dust on 125th Street in Lexington Avenue. Me and him fought for about a half an hour before I finally subdued him. I could have been the Daniel Penny in 1986. Nobody came to help. Everybody walked away. I take my hat off to Mr. Penny. But if I had to ride the train system today, unless somebody was physically in front of me bothering me, I would walk the other way because now he has to deal with civil liability too. And the threshold for civil liability is a lot less than what it is criminally. What Mr. Penny should do is countersue because his rights were violated. When you get on a train and people threaten you, your rights are being violated. And I think more police officers should sue these people civilly after the case is over. Give it right back to them because most lawyers are not going to let you work for free. They're not going to take the case for free. They don't see any money in it. They're not taking it. You can bet your bet up the bottom dollar, Crump and all of them are lining up to sue this young man civilly. And one other thing, sir, there was an 84-year-old black woman shot and killed in Houston, Texas, at her grandson's graduation. I never saw anybody from Black Lives Matter. I never saw any black politician, anybody complain or, like Mr. Newsom said, become vigilantes and go out and take care of business. We need vigilantes in a black neighborhood to get rid of the dope dealers, the druggies, the illegal immigrants, the politicians who are sucking us dry, the teachers who aren't teaching our children anything. We need to clean up our own neighborhood. If we cleaned it up, we wouldn't have half the problems that we have.
And so what Harold is referring to, and just to say some of you might not know, there in New York, a white guy by the name of Daniel Penny tried to help protect the other passenger from a black guy on a train there. And they said, this, according to a report, this black guy was making all kinds of crazy threats. I ain't going to hurt people and blah, blah, blah. And so Daniel Penny, the white guy, jumped in and tried to protect the other passengers. The boy ended up dead, and they went and the DA arrested Danny or took him to court. And Daniel won his case the other day. And all of a sudden, the father popped up from nowhere, along with Black Lives Matter, talking about vigilante and all that crap. And according to the report, the black guy had been in jail 42 to 46 times, and apparently he was adopted. He wasn't even raised by both parents there or something. And the boy went, according to the report, the boy witnessed his mother getting killed and all kind of mess. And all of a sudden, they want to go after Daniel Penny, and Harold has responded to that. Harold, I think that I could be wrong about this, but now when things like that happen, most people are not going to jump in to help because they're afraid that what happened with Daniel will happen to them as well.
I would be very reluctant to help, sir, because the bottom line is you could win criminally, but you can lose civilly.
Yeah.
And if you own a home, if you got bank accounts, 401ks or something, you have to go hire an attorney to fight this.
Yeah.
And another thing that irritates me is that they put his third grade picture in the newspaper. After the incident, they showed him with the little hat on and a little diploma. That's not the young man that was attacking people on the train.
Yeah. Yeah.
And once you see that, you know the okie doke is in there trying to sway. They trying to sway your opinion on bad information.
Yeah.
And the bottom line is, I feel sorry for Mr. Penny I feel sorry for the young man with his past and the father and all that. When I saw that clown on TV talking about, oh, I miss my son. Well, you know what? Maybe had you been a father,
yeah,
your son wouldn't have been in that predicament to begin with, because this. I ran my house with discipline. Yeah. My son today, he's a reflection of me, and it's about discipline. And he knew now how to step out of line, and he conducts himself like a young man every day. He goes to work, he pays his taxes, he hasn't made any babies out of wedlock, he doesn't do drugs, and it all comes from having a man in the house.
Right, absolutely.
And now that this young man is deceased, here he comes out of the woodwork, oh, I miss my son. Well, when'd you miss him?
Harold, one thing before we run here, I don't understand with the blacks, why do they even tolerate for a second Black Lives Matter? Because they all know that Black Lives Matter is a radical, evil, godless organization. Why do not only blacks, but anyone put up with Black Lives Matter?
Well, think of this, Mr. Pearson, we have been misunderstood. All of us have been miseducated for a reason, because the dumber you are, the easier it is to control you. But
yeah,
think about this, and
yeah,
I'm going to go. Between 1865 and 1965, 100 years, there were only 6,000 lynchings in America. 6,000.
Amazing.
10,000 black men are shot and killed every year. So in 100 years, the Klan killed 6,000 people. That happens in 1 year in America. 1 year. But we're worrying about white supremacy.
Yeah. Yeah, what a mess, man. Well, I appreciate your call, Harold. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Amazing, huh? Black Lives Matter is an evil group, folks. They're worse than the KKK or they're just about themselves. They want you angry for personal gain. You got a bunch of angry, evil people try to seduce you to be angry and evil to use you for personal gain. What a mess. Let me go to Brandy out of Hawaii. Brandy, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Merry Christmas, Jesse.
Merry Christmas. How are you feeling?
Okay. I'm actually a lot better than I was expecting.
Your body has healed?
Not fully, but I'm getting around a lot better than I thought I would be. It's going on almost 2 months post-op.
Are you still down in San Diego, or did you go back to Hawaii?
I get to go home. I've been home for about a month.
Oh, well, that's good. I'm glad you're healing.
Yeah, it's kind of nice being normal, having a normal functioning body.
Yeah. Amazing. I thought you were coming up to L.A. before you went back.
I wanted to, but I couldn't get anyone to drive me up there, and I wasn't allowed to drive.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
But I do want to make a trip.
Yeah, next time.
I'm going to have to, make a special trip just to come and see you.
That'd be amazing.
I'll have to, fly into LAX and just get a hotel right there.
Right on.
And do what that guy did. I want to come in on a Thursday, on a third Thursday, and stay until after church.
Yeah, you want to be at the Women's Forum. The Women's Forum is every third Thursday of the month, folks, unless I'm not here. And so, amazing. We are having the Women's Forum, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, next week, next third Thursday of the month. Oh, amazing. Nice. Well, I'm glad you're healing.
Yeah, thank you. You know what I've noticed, because my mom has been dead for going on 2 years this January.
She's dead.
So I've been reflecting on everything, and I've realized that I was raised by a narcissist and that my triggers in my adult life are coming from my childhood.
Yeah.
When people treat me the way that my mother and other like women in my family, I've realized recently, the last year that I've been studying this, is that was raised in like a narcissistic family system where they like play mind games with you. They'll like, Kamala Harris does that. Like she does like a word salad. They'll word salad you and make you super confused. And
yeah,
then you'll start questioning whether you're the problem. And I realized recently that my mother did that to me. And
that is every mother on this side of heaven. All mothers are like that, including grandmothers.
Yeah, it's a huge problem in my family. And I have realized that I have to overcome my triggers.
Yes.
And that I realized too recently that I was working on overcoming the not me. And then the devil sent people in that do the same thing that my mother would do. And it threw me off. And I could see that I did not overcome my anger. I was still very angry. And I still am like questioning myself and wondering if I'm the crazy one, which I am, obviously, since I'm haven't overcome fully.
Well, anyone who has anger is crazy. They live in their imagination and they are crazy. Anyone, it doesn't matter who they are.
The narcissists, actually, I'm seeing that they're just, we actually have the same problem. We're just handling it differently.
Yes.
They take advantage of the person instead of seeing it and taking responsibility and seeing that it's you and starting with yourself. They're deflecting or darvooing you and blaming you for it. Like, you're the reason I messed up. And, we actually have the same problem. They actually are very self, they have no self-esteem and they have like the same problems as us.
And this is why I encourage people to stay present rather than being lost in your imagination, thinking about the past or the future. Stay present.
Yeah.
And then you will see that working through you, but you will definitely see it in others. And when you see it in others, you're protected from it.
Yeah, I fell for it again. I had family members from my husband's side. I like paid their way out and because they lied to me and said that they were homeless and all this and then supported them for 2 weeks. And then when I told them after they destroyed my house and had left trash everywhere, I told them they had to go. And then they slandered me all over social media and kind of did the same thing that every narcissist does. They just blame you for everything and it's not my fault and you're the problem and you're the crazy one. So and what's really sad is that the cousin that did this, she just passed away. She drank herself to death.
So what's wrong with you that someone can call you up and say, I'm homeless, and you would pay their way to come and live with you? Don't you know that person's going to destroy you? What they were saying is, I'm homeless. Can I come and destroy your home?
I see that now.
Well, why can't you see that beginning? You don't help a homeless person.
Well, I figured that they were family and they were.
That's insane.
Yeah, I should have helped them. I know.
Even
I
if your
insane.
Mama was homeless and she called you up, oh, Brandy, I'm homeless. Can I come live with you? And you say yes. You're going to get that type of treatment because this person has no sense of self-control. Why would they be different in your home than they are in their own lives?
I think I have a trauma bond.
Hold on a minute. Let me take a quick break. The Treasure Chest is now open on D-Live. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's his nature. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com. And at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV, right after the Hake Report. Joel Friday TV, he black. Right after the Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com. And then at 4 p.m., the American Anchor, baby. The American Anchor, baby, at 4 p.m. today. Check them all out. Amazing, amazing shows. And we still have a sale going on. Bond holiday sale, 15% off on all merch this month. So run. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Don't walk. Run. And purchase your merch by going to rebuildingdemand.com/store. Rebuildingdemand.com/store. All right? Amazing stuff. Get on the straight and narrow, folks, if you want to be free. If you want to be free, and you can be free. You can be free. You can have perfect peace right here on earth. The kingdom of heaven is within. It is done. It is completed. God is in you. Christ is there. And your teacher, the Holy Spirit. But you got to take control of you. Let me go quickly back to Brandy. So Brandy get a call from family members that said, I'm homeless. She way out there in Hawaii now. And somebody called and said, I'm homeless. Is she going to pay a flight? Buy them a flight to come out and destroy her. And then now, according to Brandon, they'll try to hurt her. Brandon, you're getting what you deserve.
I see that.
That doesn't make sense that a homeless person can tell you, I don't care who it is, I'm homeless. And you're going to say, okay, I'll buy you a ticket. Come to my house.
Well, you think that their family, you're doing them a favor. But it's funny that the family is the first one that will betray you.
But you betray yourself by listening to the devil, listening to imagination, and being emotional. Yeah. Because you're the one felt emotional when they said, oh, I'm homeless. You're like, oh, okay, come on. Try to act like you good. You betray yourself by evil.
Yeah, I invited evil into my house.
And you can't blame them for that. That's your fault. You're responsible for you.
What is wrong with me that I keep letting these people back in?
You keep listening to thoughts and you're very emotional.
And my ego?
You keep listening to thoughts and you're very emotional.
What do you think of trauma bonds? It's like you're bonded to this person that traumatized you.
You keep listening to thoughts and you're very emotional. You still believe the lie of your imagination. And you love it. That's why you keep doing it. You love the thrills. You love the thrill that this person called you up and said they were homeless. and you're like, oh, you're a family member. Come live with me. I'll pay your way out. You love that. You want it. You love it. And that's why you do it. And that's why you did it. And now you love complaining about it. All thrills.
Well, at least when I'm starting to see it, I'm like, seeing I'm screwing myself up.
And so you can't blame them for what you allowed to happen. You wanted it. What a mess!
Yeah, I am a mess.
You might ask, why do what?
Why do I keep allowing it?
You love pain.
Falling for the thought.
You love the pain. You love the thrill of being angry. You love the thrill of feeling good. You love the thrill of people using you. You love the thrill of pretending that you're nice and you're good and you're just a family member. You love it. That's why you do it. If you didn't love it, you wouldn't do it.
I guess I'm gonna learn from this. So I just shouldn't ever help people again, huh?
You can't help anyone. You can't even help yourself.
You know what I've noticed too, Jesse, is that I stopped doing the silent prayer and I went back into my hell.
Right, you love your hell. Yeah, you love it. Yeah. That's why you do what you do. You love your hell. So until you overcome loving your hell, you're going to be in hell. You love your misery. Stop loving your misery, you'll be fine.
Okay.
Stop loving thrills.
I was on the right track. I was doing really well. Even when they first started attacking me, I just sat in it and I watched it and I could see myself getting like angry. I could see the anger coming up and I was doing really good at like not falling for it. And then a family system started attacking me. Like they all
because that's started what
attacking
you wanted.
Me at the same time.
That's what you wanted. You love it.
And it made me fall back into my thought.
You love it. You love it. Stop loving it. All right. I got to run, but call me again. I'm glad I'm happy for you that your body is now healing from the operation.
Thank you.
Get back on
track. Thanks, guys,
Just get right now. Just go, become present and you'll be fine.
I started and that's why I wanted to call and tell you what happened. Because I saw it happening. I saw the evil that came up in me.
Right on. Well, just stay with it this time.
All right, I'll talk to you guys soon.
Okay.
Merry Christmas if I don't talk to you by then.
Right on. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a good one, guys.
All right.
Bye.
Bye now. 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Cuba out of California. Cuba in California. Cuba, welcome to the show. You're on the air. I'm sorry?
Can you
Cuba?
Yo, Jesse, can you hear me?
I can now, yes. Go ahead.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Cuba. Amazing.
So I just wanted to answer the biblical question before I lose reception here.
Did you find God or did he find you?
So I'd like to answer in the form of a question, which would be, how do you find what was never lost?
That's not the biblical question.
So, neither, because I was never lost.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate you putting your two cents. I want to respond, but I got to wait until Sunday. Thank you for that, Cuban.
Merry Christmas. Have a good one.
You too, buddy. Merry Christmas. 888-7753-773. Lucas is a first-time caller out of Oregon. Lucas, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Lucas.
Firstly, just thank you so much for what you do. I've been listening for about 3 months, and since then I've forgiven my parents and let go of as much anger as I can, a tremendous amount of it. So
right
thanks.
On.
My question is, even though I do the silent prayer once a day, sometimes twice, you know, as much as I can, I've been haunted by something I just can't let go of for probably 7 or 8 years, and it takes up a lot of my mind and my time. Okay. I'm trying to keep that clear because I'm in school. I'm not sure quite what to do about it. About 9 years ago, I was teaching, and I met somebody. We had a whirlwind romance. It was nice, but I was a real beta. Had a lot of problems. And I was smoking pot.
Pot hit! Since.
By the way, thanks for that. I quit 3 months ago.
Right on.
Letting go of a lot of my problems. Yeah, things have been better. But anyway, she's living in another country, and she even came to visit for a couple of weeks once. But after that, I broke up with her, and she said, okay, but don't contact me anymore because I can't, you know, be held down by this. I don't want to be reminded of us. But I just get nervous. I think about her every day. It's the best relationship I've ever had, and I miss her. And maybe if she'd broken up with me, it wouldn't be so hard to move on. But I pulled the trigger because I was in my own hell, and I wasn't strong enough to keep us together. And I had a lot of doubt too. I never had a relationship like that before. I didn't know what I had. And so, anyway, I've been having an urge to reconnect with her again, but I think that's wrong. To reach out or ask her how she's doing, or, you know, I've heard from mutual friends that she's moved on, but it really gets in my head. I've dated other people since, but I have trouble doing that. And right now it's final exam time. I'm having trouble focusing on my work, which is already hard for me. Should I reach out? And just because I'm always worried about her, but I just need to be free of this.
What all you need to do is let the thoughts go, because you're just having memories about her. It's just a thought. It's not real. The relationship is over. What happened back then happened then. It doesn't exist anymore. You're just holding on to memories, and you're getting these emotions from them, the memories, and you're thinking that it's real. If you got back with her now, she will destroy you. All you have, you just having thoughts. The thoughts are just a thought. They're not even real. And you're thinking that it's real because you're having a thought about it. But it's just a thought. It's not real. It's over. All you have is right now. So live your life right now and let the memories go. It's just memories. It's not real.
Yeah. I get advice like that sometimes, but I think it helps to hear it from you. And it, you know, I also just get scared I won't find somebody that feels as good to be with in a relationship again.
But you know, you need to stop looking for somebody to make you feel good. That's a drug. And you need to be feeling free without anyone or anything. All you're doing is looking for people to do what drugs do to make you feel good, but the problem's still there. And a feel-good feeling is not freedom. You got to overcome your imagination. You got to forgive so your heart can be of love and not anger. You got to work on you now. Seek first the kingdom of God in his right way. Seek the truth, and you'll be fine. But you don't need another. Don't bring another person in to try to make you feel better. That's going to make you worse. It's not saving you from you.
All right. Yeah, I've been working on myself a lot, and it's been going well.
Did you forgive
really
your mother?
I did not think about this. I did, even though she's still like both my parents are highly educated, and she likes to argue, and she also likes to be wrong. So I just let it go.
Yeah, don't even deal with her. Forgive her and move on. You don't have to argue with her. Don't try to prove anything with her. You move on with your life. Just don't resent her. But you got to be done with the devil inside of your mind and inside of other people, including your mother.
Yeah, it's the devil about my old relationship. That's a powerful tool he has to mess with me.
Yeah.
And, also, since listening to you, though, it really has shrank the, I guess, the version of my mother that lives in my head.
Yeah.
So much easier to handle now. And when she starts saying crazy things or things, I can show her data, I can prove her wrong, but that's not the point. She just wants to argue. And
right.
It seems much smaller. And I just say, no.
Nice.
No, I'll call you later.
She get a thrill from arguing with you because two devils are arguing. Stop arguing. Never try to prove anything to anyone and never argue with the devil in your mind and the devil in other people. Stop arguing and live your life.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll do that in my personal life. I am in school to argue professionally, though, so I'm going to have to do that sometimes. But
well, you can argue consciously, be aware of yourself arguing, not lost in your head arguing, right? When you're doing debates and when you're doing it, stay conscious. Arguing being present, you'll be fine because you're not identifying with it.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. I don't think I will call her. I think that might just upset her. My ex, I just upset her, and we're very far away.
Be done with that woman, man. It's just memories. Let the memories go. They're not real. You're holding on to an illusion. What happened then, it's over. Let the thoughts go, all right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm just afraid of moving forward. Dating's hard, man.
No, you shouldn't. Don't worry about dating. You're worried about overcoming your fallen state, and you'll be fine. And God will put the right woman in your life if it's meant to be, and you will have a relationship that will last until death do you part. You won't even have to work at it. It will happen naturally.
Okay. I'll practice keeping more faith.
Yeah,
I think that makes a lot of sense.
Well, yeah, don't practice keeping faith. You practice staying out of thoughts. Stay present rather than being in thoughts.
All right. Yeah, I will.
All right, brother. Let me know how it goes. Amazing.
Thank you, Jesse. Right. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, buddy. Let me go to Massachusetts and talk to Claudio? Is it a man or a woman? Man. Claudio, first-time caller out of Massachusetts. Claudio, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you. Thank you for welcoming me.
Yes, sir.
So, I've been listening to your show for quite some time. One of my friends actually put me onto your show, and the first time I seen it was probably maybe 2 or 3 years ago, and I just felt like everything you were saying, you were putting like my feelings into words.
Yes.
So, when I first saw your show, I want to say like years before, I had had a conversation with both my parents, and forgiving them for whatever I felt like they quote unquote messed up in my life.
Right.
But also it took me some time to realize that like a lot of that, yeah, parents have some kind of hold on you, but I do know, just thinking back, like when I was a teenager, I felt like I had more control over myself than I did. And I knew what I wanted to do, but I kind of wanted to just, you know, make my parents proud and doing the things that they told me. So we had a whole conversation about that. And I feel like me and my parents are in a much better place right now. They're way more open. They're way more, I guess you could say, like, knowledgeable about how these things work now. So, but right now, it's kind of like my turn going through it. I have two children of my own. And doing these things that, you know, I've learned throughout the years, I think I lost my way with my partner because they're like really angry.
Are you married to a man?
No.
What?
I'm married. We weren't married. I have children with this lady.
Oh, it was a lady. I thought you said partner. You meant your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We're not together anymore.
Don't
though.
Say
we,
partner.
We broke
though.
Up.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. We broke up. So.
Okay.
But right now it's like I'm starting to like come out of all the negative that was in between us and realizing like what it all truly means and that a lot of these feelings are not mine and a lot of them are not even hers. And I'm, you know, trying to get to that point of explaining, and I don't even feel like that's really working. So So I'm here to ask you, like, how exactly should I navigate this situation? Because I know, like, a lot of it, like, I feel like I shouldn't explain, but we do have children together, and I don't want her to feel like I'm stepping on her parenting skills by trying to protect them from whatever she's doing. So my question, yeah, again, my question is, like, how do I navigate this situation now that I'm coming out of it and realizing that a lot of the demons that were happening in our relationship.
Are you able to see your children now?
Yes.
And she doesn't get in the way of that?
No.
Oh, okay.
We technically still live together.
Oh, you live with her?
Yeah.
And why?
Well, we broke up in the middle of our lease, so.
And so you're just living with her until the lease is done and you're moving out?
Well, I've been looking for new places. I haven't found anything yet within my budget, so that's the only thing. That's the only reason why I haven't left yet.
Oh, I see. And so your question is, how do you deal with this woman and help your kids?
I'm sorry?
What's your question for me?
My question is, how do I navigate, like, her anger? Because I know I shouldn't have to explain, like, what I'm feeling now and coming out of that demonic state and everything.
Right.
But I feel like me saying those words to her is, like, kind of making her more angry.
Yes. Here's what I recommend. You stay quiet and work on you. Just keep it, because she's going to destroy the light in you because you're not strong enough yet. And leave her in her hell. And if she's, like, impatient with the kids and yelling at them or whatever she does, you correct her on it. But don't be angry. Don't argue with her. You just point it out. And then as soon as you can, you get out of there.
So what about the kids? Should I take them with me? Should I stay in the room with them? Like, what exactly?
If you can take them with you, take them with you, of course. But if you can't, because the course is not going to be on your side, and she's going to make it difficult, if you can't take them with you, you just have to leave them with her and work on you, and God will make it possible for you to be with them.
Well, I'm not really worried about, like, not seeing my kids.
Oh, okay.
I'm more so, since we live together, like, I'm trying to figure out, like, how I should step in, like, when she starts displaying the anger, the yelling and screaming, the cussing towards, like, the children and everything.
Well,
like,
just point it out. Just say, hey, your anger is destroying the kids. Be patient with the kids. Stop being angry. Drop your anger. But don't try to make her right. Don't try to correct her to make her want to be, because she might not want to be ready. She might not be ready to work on herself. So just leave her in her hell. Don't try to correct it. You just correct it in front of the kids so the kids can see that you love them and you're protecting them from her.
Okay. So basically, just stay silent. Don't engage with her. Just let her do whatever she got to do. So what should I do, like, when she starts engaging with me, asking me questions, like, trying to figure out, like, what I'm doing? Because right now, like, she's aware that I'm not really giving her the same energy that I used to.
Yes.
And that's becoming, like, a problem now.
Right, because she's losing control over you. So it's a problem for her, but not for you. You're overcoming. So you don't owe her any explanation. So when she asks, don't tell her.
Okay.
Because she's just trying to figure out how to maintain control over you.
All right.
It's not that she cares about you. She's not concerned about you. She doesn't love you. She just wants to control you.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that. I really appreciate it.
And so don't argue with her. Don't try to prove anything to her. You do correct her when she's carrying on in front of the children, you know, at the children. But don't argue with her. Don't prove anything. You quietly work on you. Because she will control you when she sees that she's losing control.
So when she's, like, saying stuff that about, like, how I'm feeling or what I'm thinking, and she's incorrect, should I just, like, let her say it? Like,
yeah, let her say what she wants. That's on her.
Okay.
And then don't argue with her. Don't try to prove anything. Just live your life. Let her say what she wants. Let it pass through one ear out the other. Not a big deal. That's on her, not you.
All right. Thank you so much.
I wish you well, man.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. You're amazing. I love watching your show. I love listening to it. So.
Well, you stay with it and stay with it. It's just going to get clearer for you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
I wish you well, buddy.
All right. Take care.
All right. Super Jack.
Super Jack.
Super Jack.
Rip Monotutian. 20 coffees, very generous.
Thank you.
Sir, pardon my butchering of your name.
Yeah, thank you.
Literally a descendant of God, blacks. Black loves whites and tells blacks how the cow eat the cabbage. Love you guys.
Thank you. Amazing. Thank you for your support.
Pardon my poor reading of your poor English.
Be white.
Nikki bought 3 coffees. I feel like I've returned home thanks to last week's BQ. I am free from personal identification inside and outside of me.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Amazing.
Mike Young, hey, James Hake, I don't know if you were a Power Rangers fan back in the day, but if you were, what was your favorite season? My favorite was actually the Zio series. What about you? I liked kind of making fun of it with my friends who actually really liked it. But it was kind of fun because I like karate type stuff.
Amazing.
Valerie bought a coffee.
Thank you, Mike.
I need advice. My boss is a beta who has anger.
Don't resent him. Let him have his anger. You say there's never, ever, 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 ever a reason to be angry. So you stay free by letting anger go. Amazing.
Nice. And Lori bought a coffee. Biblical question answer.
What do you, did you find God or did he find you?
When Hake read my last biblical question answer earlier today, and you, Jesse, started singing Amazing Grace, I realized I was the one lost, so I had to find God. God didn't find me. Seek and you shall find it. Thank you, Jesse.
Thank you for responding. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Amazing.
And shout out to the top contributors on the DLive crew, Games for Rec, 555-555-565, Misty, and the rest of the supporters, as always. And Cactus Eater Bear, thank you guys all for your support. Ice cream, lemon, and stuff. Thanks, guys. That's all for now.
Thank you. Wow, we made it. I was hoping we'd get through the super chat. Is it Adrian? Ardine out of Colorado. Javier, a first-time call out of Boston. David, a first-time call out of Chicago. And another caller just dropped. I'm out of time. Tomorrow is Bible Thumper Thursday. What the... I'll be back tomorrow. The Hake Report is coming up now. The Hake Report from 9 to 11. Then Joel Friday TV, Be Black. And then the American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Thank you all. Get on that straight and narrow and stay. Forgive your mothers and your grandmother. Bye. I read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisements from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I was just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling.